Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to another episode of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, giving you digestible, bite-sized, conversational little bits to think about and ruminate over. And, well, frankly, if you want to agree or disagree, you can do that, too. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. Also, in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to join our Talking Puck Discord, and we welcome you to come and be a part of things there as well. Thank you so much for listening in. I wanted to talk about an article that Frank Saravalli wrote. It's on TSN.ca. If you want to check it out, please do. But the headline grabbed me. At least 17 NHL teams have reduced pay amid COVID-19 crunch. So on the surface, I get it. That seems pretty normal. You understand where businesses are affected, especially ones requiring attendance to make some money. The NHL is no different. Sports is no different. And a lot of the article talks about the reductions, whether it's been a 20% reduction, 25% reduction. Ottawa Senators coaches, shockingly, took a 50% pay cut. But those have been pretty much across the board. Some places have foregone bonuses, playoff bonuses, that sort of thing. Of course, it talked about the Buffalo Sabres letting go of 22 people. That started with GM Jason Botterill. That was back on June 16th. So the Sabres got rid of just a lot of salaries, period, which also happened not only on the hockey ops side, but also in their front office. A number of high-salaried, longtime employees were let go after the season hit pause. What's interesting is that there's going to be more. And look, I'm someone who has made my living in pro sports for roughly 20 years. I've been in the minors for 12 or 13 years. I spent 5 years in the National Hockey League. The pay is not great in the minors at all. And surprisingly, this may surprise you, it surprised me, but the pay is not fantastic at the NHL level either. A lot of times, these teams operate on the idea that, hey, you're working in the NHL, it's a privilege to work here, and they honestly don't pay as much as a normal company might pay, say, a salesperson or whatever position. That's not always the case. Not every franchise is like that, but a lot of times, that's how it is. So knowing that now there's more cuts coming. So you look at Carolina, they didn't make any pay cuts on the hockey ops side, but furloughed employees on the business side. And this is where my concern lies, too, is a lot of the business side of employees. Calgary and Winnipeg just cut employee pay, which was effective September 1st. Other teams are considering outright furloughing employees, which means cutting staff across the board on both sides, whether it's hockey ops or not. And I know a lot of people are only concerned about hockey ops because that's how you build your team, right? That's your scouts. That's your coaches. That's your player development, all of that. I get it. That's where your concern lies. But that's not the only place where it's affecting the organization. If you're a season ticket holder, you count on that rep. That rep is your lifeblood. They're the one who handles everything you need for that team. They get you things when you ask for them sometimes, but they take care of you. They manage your account. They really do everything for you. They are your concierge for your season tickets, if you will. And those people are being affected too. The people who may only make a small base and then do depend on ticket sales because they need the commission that goes with it. They're losing their jobs outright now, because there's no tickets to sell. And the NHL is trying to figure out a way to come back maybe by the first of the year, maybe by December 1st, but how can they have fans in the stands? And we saw that the Kansas City Chiefs, when they kicked it off at Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday night against the Houston Texans, there were some people there, but not a lot. The NFL's fortunate. They could not sell a ticket, and because of their TV deal, still make some money. That's not what the NHL has going for it. The NHL needs fans in the stands. They need concessions. They need parking. They need people to buy beer and peanuts and programs and a couple of hats. And unfortunately, that's not where we're at right now. And it looks to me, if this does kind of continue on, you're going to see teams really cutting staff to the bone. And that's unfortunate for all of us as fans, because it means it affects us if we go to games, for if we stay home and watch the games, or also in the way our teams are built. And so as hockey fans, this definitely has to be something that concerns you. And it concerns me doubly because I've been on the inside. I know how this works. I've seen the way the sausage is made, I guess is the best way to put it. But I also understand how many people are affected by this. This is not 5 people. This is not 10 people. When you talk about teams furloughing staff, that to me says they're going to start cutting. A ticket sales department could easily be 10, 15, 20 people, depending on the market, depending on the size of the team. And some are only on season tickets. Some reps are only on group sales. Others are dedicated to other things. So, and plus, don't forget there's corporate sales in here too. Well, there's none of that going on either. And so this is the real concern, and why an extended downturn in sports could be problematic. Because, yeah, those employees who may have dodged the bullet initially and told, we're only going to reduce your pay, maybe now they're going to see their jobs just furloughed is a polite way to say you're being laid off. Their jobs will be gone. They will not be coming back. They will be tossed out, unemployed, back in to look for work. This is not a great situation right now. And the best thing we can hope for is for sports to bounce back and for things to turn the corner and eventually get fans back in the stands. But until that happens, don't forget about those people who are the backbone of a sports franchise, the worker bees, the people who are inside the building every single day making all the little things happen so you can go in there eventually once again and sit in your seats with your popcorn and your beverage and with your foamy finger and your jersey or whatever and enjoy the game. So spare a thought for those folks. It's going to be a rough rest of 2020 for sports and for the people who love it so much that they dedicate their life to working in it. All right, everyone, that's it for this installment of Tiny Biscuits. We will talk to you next time. I'm Tom Callahan. Don't forget, Talking Puck TV is on Sunday nights with me and former Avalanche voice Mike Haynes. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Twitch and on YouTube. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Talk to you next time.